Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave. And if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Kate Riom, naturopathic doctor and best-selling author. We've been talking about boosting your brain power at any age. And before the break, we talked about the plasticity of the brain, the energy requirements of the brain, and those things that reduce mental acuity. And then we started to discuss some of the nutrients in a product called Brain Boost that is highly supportive of all the brain functions. And we had talked about three nutrients. And doctor, if we can continue on, and before we do though, can you just touch again one more time on the plasticity of the brain and how dynamic that is, just for those folks that might be just joining us?
Mm-hmm. This is really hopeful news, and I find it's a great motivator to stick with good nutrition, exercise, and all the things that I know from the research that help boost my brain power. And that's the fact that the brain can improve at any age. We can literally grow new brain cells through certain and you know, encourage that process through certain activities and you know, lifestyle factors that help with that. And so you can actually improve your brain and boost your brain power at any age.
Yeah, and before the break, we talked about acetyl L-carnitine and vinpocetine and ginkgo biloba. And there's four more nutrients, doctor, that we'd like to discuss here. And one is huperzine A. Can you tell us the benefits to the brain with that nutrient?
Mm-hmm. Huperzine A is a compound that acts quite differently from the other ingredients we already discussed. This one will affect the levels of acetylcholine. This is a neurotransmitter. It's the brain's primary neurotransmitter when it comes to memory. And so, of course, this is really important for brain function and memory. Huperzine A is considered to be a nootropic, which that's a term that means it's a nutrient that helps brain function and the function of the brain cells.
We hear about neurotransmitters. Can you just touch on what that is exactly?
Yeah, when our brain cells communicate, they do so by sending these little chemical messages very quickly across from one cell to the next. And these are neurotransmitters. And again, the big one in the brain that seems to be largely responsible or play quite a large role in memory is acetylcholine. And so a number of nutrients and ingredients that we find in nature can affect and optimize these levels of acetylcholine.
So it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And again, can you just touch on what that means?
Mm-hmm. That means that this nutrient or ingredient is getting into the brain. We have this barrier around the brain that's designed to keep lots of things out because you want to be very selective about what gets into the brain itself. But this one crosses the blood-brain barrier, which means it gets into the brain to affect the brain tissue. And again, in this case, the levels of acetylcholine or the neurotransmitters.
There's another nutrient, N-acetyl-L-cysteine, and I guess the short form of that is NAC or NAC.
Mm-hmm.
That's an antioxidant. Can you explain mm-hmm. what that does, how that helps?
This is an antioxidant, and it also plays a major role actually in the liver of helping us generate glutathione, which is the body's probably arguably largest antioxidant. This is a major antioxidant system that we have, is this glutathione. And this nutrient, this type of amino acid, the NAC, will help us produce more glutathione. And again, when it comes to the brain, protecting it from free radical damage is extremely important for short and long-term health.
And before the break, you gave us the analogy of an apple oxidizing and turning brown. And that's the similar free radical damage and oxidation is going on in our bodies when there's cellular energy taking place. Can you just touch on that maybe one more time?
Yes, exactly. As part of our normal metabolism, as well as exposure to all kinds of things, including stress and toxins, free radicals are produced within the body and within the brain. And so protecting ourselves from those and protecting our brain from those free radicals is really important. And we can do that to a certain extent from within with things like glutathione. And then there's other nutrients that we need or that act like antioxidants that we can, you know, we can increase the production of, or rather the intake of these in our diet. And this makes a big difference in protecting our brain and the rest of our body against free radicals.
And another antioxidant is sulfalipoic acid.
Yes, this is an antioxidant that has roles in both water-soluble and fat-soluble, which is unique among antioxidants. They don't all have this capacity, but this is another reason why alpha-lipoic acid is such a great free radical fighter, is because it can work in these different mediums, and it's one of the best known in terms of its ability to protect against oxidation.
And phosphatidylserine, did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Say that five times real fast, right? What's that do?
Now, this is a nutrient that is it's a specialized type of fat, you could say, a sort of a fat-like compound that is normally found in or should be found in our brain cell membranes. However, over time and with age, the level of this phosphatidylserine, or PS for short, can decline, and that can affect the way that our brain cells communicate with one another. It's a nutrient that can be difficult to get in through our diets, and one that studies have shown by taking this and by replenishing our own natural levels of this, again, it seems to go into that brain cell membrane, helps with memory in particular and other aspects of, you know, sharpness, focus, concentration.
So if it's difficult to get in our diet, then supplementation's probably a priority with something like that?
That's right. The kinds of foods that would be high or rich in phosphatidylserine are not common in our diets now or you know, nowadays. And so a supplement can be really helpful for people who feel like their memory is suffering, for example, over time. One aspect of this can be loss of this healthy fat from our brain cell membranes.
Yeah, a large part of the brain is fat, isn't it? Like the omega-3, that's why omega-3 is so important.
The brain is 60% fat by weight, and so we literally are what we eat, or our brain is what we eat when it comes to fats. And you're right, Dave, the omega-3s, which are also challenging to get in through the diet, make a big difference in cognitive function. There are just a ton of studies around this, you know, mood, memory, ability to navigate around the home. So many different aspects of cognitive function are affected by omega-3s.
Just to go back to, I guess maybe to repeat a question that we did in the first segment, Doctor, but just to tie it all in with all the supplements. So again, what reduces mental acuity?
What reduces mental acuity includes things like, well, stress is a big one. Nutritional gaps, so having inadequate amounts of the nutrients that the brain needs to function well. Poor sleep is another one. Lack of exercise. I didn't mention that before, but that is a factor in even shrinking of the brain over time. Those are probably the major factors when it comes to, you know, common everyday things that affect how our brain works.
Yeah, and you and I had a conversation recently regarding exercise, and you talked about the hippocampus and the amygdala. Can you share that with the audience? I mean, this is amazing what you were telling me about this.
It is. Well, you asked a great question in our conversation. What you said, was it physical exercise or mental exercise? And it's both. And the really good news here is a simple way to grow your brain, and you can do this in the hippocampus. So the hippocampus is the part of the brain that plays a huge role in memory. It gets attacked in Alzheimer's, for example, and you can help grow your hippocampus through physical exercise, things like walking, as well as through meditation. And meditation and mindfulness, breathing techniques, these kinds of things, has also been shown to shrink another area of your brain. You think, why would I want to shrink anything in my brain? Well, you might want to shrink down your amygdala. This is right beside the hippocampus, but this part of the brain is responsible for emotions like fear and anxiety. And incredibly, by engaging in meditation, you can help grow your hippocampus to improve your memory and shrink the amygdala, which is responsible for fear and anxiety.
That's amazing to me.
It is amazing. And that just shows how plastic, how the brain is, how it responds to what we do.
So this reduced mental acuity coming from nutritional gaps, stress, irregular sleep, lack of exercise. So these are all lifestyle choices that we can make daily to support our brain health.
Yes, absolutely. Whether you're concerned about day-to-day brain function now or preventing dementia down the road, the majority of factors that impact our brain function in the short and long term are within our control. They're not necessarily genetic or predetermined or fate, but there are things that we can do and affect and improve.
Yeah, and I was gonna lead into that question is like a lot of these nutrients will have a preventative effect on those neurodegenerative diseases. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Because we know over the long term, things like antioxidants, stress, free radical damage is problematic to the brain. So if we can provide lots of antioxidants through our diet and some of the nutrients like the ones we were speaking about, then that helps protect the brain over time.
Yeah, and if the neurotransmitters aren't getting fed correctly, et cetera, right?
Exactly. Maintaining optimal levels of those neurotransmitters, again, help our brain cells send messages back and forth more quickly and more efficiently.
So with a product like Memory Boost with these seven nutrients, who could not take it, doctor? Is there any sort of cautions or contraindications there?
Because of the ginkgo in particular, but any ingredient that affects the microcirculation, the blood flow that we were talking about, there's a caution for people taking blood thinners. So that is listed on the label, and that's something people need to be aware of.
Okay. Have we left anything out? Anything else, doctor, that we should be bringing to the audience's attention here?
Well, we mentioned omega-3s before, and it's important to point out that that's not in the Memory Boost, but that is something that can complement this. Omega-3s are an important foundation of overall general health as well as brain health, and that is something that pairs well with this to focus on getting more of those in through the diet or a supplement like a good quality fish oil supplement.
Yeah, excellent. So, doctor, it's been a pleasure having you as always. Any finalizing, summarizing statement on boosting your brain power at any age?
Well, I think the statement is to know that it can be done, and it's not as complicated or difficult as we think. It's a little more than just doing, say, crossword puzzles on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But it's, for me, a great motivator to maintain a healthy lifestyle because I know it'll benefit my brain.
It's very encouraging to know that there is something you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My dad had Alzheimer's. It's a big motivator for me. So this is why, this area of research is especially interesting.
Yeah. Well, doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
You're welcome, Dave. Always a pleasure.
We've been talking with Dr. Kate Riom, naturopathic doctor and best-selling author. And we discussed the product called Memory Boost. And the contents, the nutrients in there help with memory and cognition. It supports oxygen supply to the brain, reduces oxidative stress, and maintains healthy neurotransmitter levels, and all toward mental sharpness and greater concentration.